Well, last night what we know is about 20 past 11, two individuals have gone into the Astley Brook Public House in Seedley and discharged a weapon on more than one occasion. One man is quite critically injured at the moment, but there were many others in the pub at the time, and in a way we are fortunate that other people weren't seriously injured or, as a matter of fact, killed.
It is quite blatant, isn't it, to go into a pub and open fire in that manner?
Yeah, it is absolutely quite blatant, and this is something which is, has come as a bit of a shock to us. We've done so much hard work in Salford to reduce the number of firearm discharges over the last couple of years, but it is, as people are telling me from the community at the moment, absolute disgrace that they think it's right that people go into a pub where people are innocently having a drink and take it upon themselves to discharge a weapon, not just on one occasion, but several occasions.
Do we know how many shots were fired?
We know it's more than five. We're still working on that as part of the investigation. We do have a dedicated team looking at the moment. My big thing today is to ask people in that community, and it is a close-knit community, that they come forward, they help us, and they tell us who those people were responsible for that incident last night.
How busy was the pub? How many people are we talking?
We think about 15, but again, we're still recovering CCTV and other evidence. If you were in that pub last night, or you were in the pub the previous night, because we believe this is possibly linked to a previous incident the night before, please come forward and help us with those inquiries.
What do we know about that previous incident?
We know that the night before there was an altercation outside the pub. We are still piecing together what's actually happened there. We are looking at whether they're two connected incidents. And again, that will come out over the next few hours and days as to whether they are connected or not.
So what's happening with the investigation then? The people in the pub, are they all being spoken to?
Well, people in the pub last night have been very helpful. They've spoken to us. Clearly, we'll have to speak to them in greater detail. We'll have to find out exactly what they knew, what they saw. And that will piece together, not within the next 24 hours, but in the coming weeks.
Terrifying though, isn't it, for those people in terms of coming forward and giving information?
Well, sometimes, you know, anything like this, there's a certain nervousness around it. I think we've gone a long way in the police over the last few years to help these types of people, witnesses who may be a little frightened out there at the moment. I want to reassure them, we will help, we can help you. Trust in us that we can do something with this incident. We need to catch those two people who committed that crime last night.